pleasant good morning to you and welcome to The Deed of Inheritance. We are sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. I am Fiona Pishka, and I'm sure glad that you've joined us this morning. In the studio with me today is Pastor Doug. How are you doing, Pastor Doug?
Good. I'm doing great. I want to just say good morning to all of our listeners.
Amen, and especially to our church family. They are the ones that support this program every week that comes to you on Wednesdays and also on the internet. And we are Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania, where we are inheriting God's promises and experiencing their benefits. And we'd certainly like you to join us for one of our services whenever you have the opportunity. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., we have our Wednesday night refreshing. And Pastor Doug, you're still teaching on According to Your Word.
Yeah, According to Thy Word. It's about people who acted on a specific word from God, even though they didn't feel like it, but because they did what He said, they saw tremendous results.
Absolutely. And God's Word is the final word. That's how we like to think of it. And so if you want to learn more about how God's Word affected the world around us and how it can affect us today, that would be the place to be. And then, of course, we still have our Alpha going on every Thursday night, 6 p.m. we have dinner, and then we go until about 8:30. You're welcome to join us for that. And then this Sunday, we have two things happening at our church. We have, of course, our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m., and then we have our Barnabas group that's going to be meeting at 5 p.m. This Sunday for the Barnabas group meeting.
Yeah, I would like to invite any men who would be interested in coming. If you want to have some good fellowship and some good food and, of course, a good word of encouragement, we just want to encourage men to be godly men in the body of Christ. So come and join us 5 p.m. here at Victory Christian Fellowship on Sunday evening.
Absolutely. And men, you don't want to miss this. Our men's group has been growing weekly. The men love fellowshipping together. Of course, they eat well as well. So come on out and have some fun and learn some things from God's Word at 5 o'clock this Sunday afternoon. Ladies, I'd like to let you know of something that's happening next Saturday. That's May 3rd. And that is we will be having our ladies' tea. It will be here at the church at 10 a.m. We'll go from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we would like you to come. It's a free tea. We will be receiving an offering, but that is, of course, a free will offering. So you are welcome to join us. We do want you to register. So go to our website at www.vcfpa.org. And we have all of our information on there. We would like to hear from you. Call us at 717-838-2033. And let us know that you will be coming because we are taking registrations. We're almost booked. Seating is limited. So if you'd like to get in on this free ladies' tea, give us a call and let us know how many will be coming with you so we could register you. And I tell you what, this weekend, next weekend, the May 3rd and May 4th is a big weekend for our church. We have some stuff going on.
Yeah, we're going to be having of course, the ladies' tea. Then we're going to be going to Ephrata, and we're going to be holding a meeting there at the Ephrata Church of God. And then Sunday evening, we're going to have a worship concert here at our church.
At 6 p.m.
Yeah, our praise and worship team. And we're going to have a special musician from Texas who plays the saxophone.
Absolutely. His name is Aaron Palmer, and he's also a missionary. He goes all over the world, and a young man that plays quite a few instruments, actually. But the one that we like him to play when he's here with us visiting the church is the saxophone. And so this morning for you, we have a special treat. We want to play you one of Aaron Palmer's song called Rain. This is a song that he wrote and also did the music on. And the saxophone in this song is what you'll hear of his as well as the singing. So enjoy this song this morning from Aaron Palmer called Rain.
Peoples and nations be gathered round your throne. Let the mountains fall down and worship you. Let the beasts of the fields and the birds of the air lift up your name on high. There's only one who forever will reign. Jesus the King.
Enjoy that song this morning. That is one of Aaron Palmer's songs that he has on his CD, Rain. He will be here live next Sunday, May 3rd and May 4th. So you want to join us for those times, of course, on May 4th, 6 p.m. that Sunday night for a worship concert. He will be joining our praise and worship team, Matt Gilroy, and, of course, his friend as well, Brian. And so they'll be doing some praise and worship together. It's going to be an awesome time here in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. So we would like to encourage you to come on out at 6 p.m. that night. Well, Pastor Doug, are you ready to minister today?
I am ready.
Absolutely. So let's get into the Word today. I sure hope that your heart is open to hear the Word of God and that you can receive what God has for you today.
Father, we just give you thanks and praise for the ability to speak your word. And Lord, I just thank you that you would carry your message over these airwaves and you would touch hearts and you would do great and mighty things in us. Now, last week we had started a discussion on the inheritance of the believer. And we had gone into some things about what our inheritance is and what it means to inherit. And just as a reminder, you know, inheriting is the act of inheriting property or things. And to inherit, it means to receive from an ancestor as a right or a title. It means there's a transference of possessions. And we said that our inheritance as a believer in Christ is our birthright. And then we mentioned our inheritance as a believer in Christ is received as a gift. And then our inheritance is regarded as immediate and ultimate. And all legitimate heirs share equally and jointly in the body of Christ. And our inheritance is based on a relationship with Christ. And you have to be in Christ in order to receive the benefits or to qualify for your inheritance. And really, our inheritance is based on a covenant that God made with the man Abraham. And I want to talk to you a little bit today about the faith of Abraham, because it is this faith of Abraham that we use to receive what we need from God. We are sons and daughters of Abraham by faith. And I want to take you through the book of Galatians chapter 3. And we're going to look at some things about the faith of Abraham. And so Galatians chapter 3 and verse 6, the Bible says, "Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." I want you to know that, you know, there came a point in time when Abraham believed God. What did he believe God? He believed that he would be a father of many nations. He believed what God told him to do. He said, "Leave your father, leave your country, leave your homeland, and go to a place that I'm going to show you." And we know that Abraham believed God because he did what God said. But God gave Abraham a specific promise that he was going to be a blessing to the earth. He was going to cause him to be a father of many nations. And this verse says that Abraham believed God, and when he believed God, when he put his faith in God, it was accounted unto him as righteousness. So he became righteous on credit, so to speak, because Jesus had not yet come, nor was Jesus ascended into heaven, nor was his blood shed at this time. So, but the same faith that Abraham used to have righteousness accredited to him is the same faith that we use based on what Jesus Christ has done for us. And then if we'll go down to verses 7 through 9, it says, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that Abraham would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In you shall all the nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham." So the Bible says that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So the children of Abraham are people who put their faith in Jesus Christ. See, he put his faith in God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. And when we put our faith, what does that mean? It means to put our trust. It means to rely on. It means to rest firmly and securely in what Jesus Christ has done. And so when we put our confidence in Jesus, we become children of Abraham, and we now have access to that same covenant that God made with Abraham. And so we get to reap the benefits by entering into membership of that covenant. And the only way that you can enter into membership of that covenant that God made with Abraham is to either be born into the family of God or to be adopted. And thank God for what Jesus has done. And then he goes on to say, in verse 11 of Galatians chapter 3, he said, "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith." See, once you are justified, that means to be just as if you've never sinned, you're made right with God, and you now have to live by faith. See, faith becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a way of life. It becomes how we do what we do. See, faith is not something you do once a week, but it's something that you do every day. You have to exercise your faith. You have to feed your faith. you have to use your faith. Otherwise, you know, a person has muscles, and if they never eat right, and if they never exercise, those muscles will never develop and reach the potential that they could without the exercise and without the good nutritional practices and habits. But when you exercise good nutrition and you exercise, it's going to change the way your body is. It's going to make your body more fit and able to do things that your body needs to do. And so we're looking at the faith of Abraham because it is the faith of Abraham that we use to receive what we need from God. When we use the faith that Abraham used, now we're not using his faith, but we're using faith like Abraham did, like he used it. And, you know, the Bible is clear that Abraham is an example to us. You know, there's something about what Abraham did, and we can practice, you know, the same way that he practiced his faith in God. And that's what we're talking about. And now let's jump down to verse, 22. The Bible says this, "But the scripture has concluded, all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe." See, I want you to understand that your faith in Christ gives you access to what heaven wants you to have. It is that same faith that we need to use today. It's all about faith. We're saved by grace through faith. It's not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not that we could work or earn, but it's given to us by God, and all we can do is receive what he's given to us. And let's look at verses 23 through 25. "But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster." I want you to see that, you know, because, see, now that we're under faith, we're not under the law. But that doesn't mean we don't keep the law of God. But the law that God is talking to us now under his new covenant is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. The love, to love is to fulfill the law. So let's read on here in verse 26 of Galatians chapter 3. It says, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." See, when you use the faith, that the way that Abraham used it, if you be, then you become Christ, and then you are Abraham's seed, and now you are an heir according to the promise. That means you have been given access to your heavenly inheritance. See, now it was Abraham's obedience to God's voice that brought the blessing of God into his life. You know, there was a time when God asked Abraham to sacrifice his only son Isaac, the son whom he believed for 25 years. And when he came to pass, God wanted him to offer him on Mount Moriah, and he did. Abraham obeyed the voice of God, and it tells us in Genesis chapter 22, verses 17 and 18, it says, "In blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your descendants like the stars of the heavens and like the sand on the seashore. And your seed, or your heir, will possess the gates of his enemies. And in your seed, which is Christ, shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And because you have heard and obeyed my voice." See, Abraham, he listened to what God said. That shows us that he had faith. He believed in what God said to be true, and he acted on what God said by doing what he said to do. And then over in Romans chapter 4, verses 19 and 20, the Bible says, Abraham was not weak in faith, and he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Now, I want to share some general thoughts with you about our inheritance and about the things that God wants us to have. There are things that Jesus Christ has given us. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 32, the Bible says this, He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Did you see that? He wants to freely give us all things. And the way we know that, because he didn't hold back when it came to his son. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, the Bible says, Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Did you know that there are things that have been freely given to you by God? And it is through the Holy Spirit that we find out or we discover what's been given to us. Did you know when an heir goes to the reading of the will, they discover what they've been given by someone who had died, and they left this will, and the will is the legal document by which an heir can lay claim to what he or she has been given. And I want you to know that God's word is his will. So let's look at another one. John chapter 16, verses 14 and 15. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Did you know that he's going to show you things that are yours? He's going to take what belongs to Jesus and he's going to give it to you. He's going to show you that you have it as well. Well, why? Because you're a joint heir with Jesus. And Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 says this, Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Did you know that you can share or you can partake in your inheritance in the saints of light? You've been given an inheritance. You've been given things. Now it's up to you to take possession of that. It's up to you to use the law, which is the will, the legal document, by means of possessing what's been given to you. And then over in Acts chapter 26, verse 18, the Bible says this, To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, thus they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. And then 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says this, 2 Peter 1, 3, For his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and his excellence. Did you know that his power has bestowed upon us all things that pertain to life and godliness? That's both the physical and the spiritual side of life. And God has given us these things. But like the promised land, in Joshua and Caleb's day, they had to be possessed. You know, the things weren't automatic. They had to hear what was given to them, and then they had to take possession of it. And I want to ask you some questions, and these are some things that will help you receive from God. See, in order to receive from God, you need to respond to his promises. In order to receive from God, you need to respond to his promises. You need to believe that the promises of God You need to believe the promises of God and consider His word trustworthy, to step out and act on what He said, what He says, and what He is saying, just like Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on water. And faith alone in what Jesus has done seals God's covenant. Faith is the currency of heaven's goods and services. Faith expresses itself in action. You know, when Jesus turned water into wine, Mary said to the servants, whatever He says, do it. Obedience involves listening to the word and obeying the instruction of the Holy Spirit. Whether or not you believe His promises, they stand. Believing His promises activates them in you and allows you to personally experience the reality of His promises and receive their benefits. So, are you blessed or distressed? Are you humble or do you grumble? Are you at rest or are you hindered by stress? Of the promise of God, do you lay claim or do you complain? Are you spiritually fit or do you throw a fit? Do you trust or do you fuss? Jesus is the way, so follow Him today. The Lord is your supply, so trust Him. He cannot lie. And, the Bible is clear that He tells us to go in and take possession of what belongs to you and what's been given to you. And so I want to help you today possess what God has for you. God wants you to possess eternal life. How do you do that? You make Jesus Christ your Lord. If you've never made Jesus Christ your Lord, I want you to pray with me this prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to You in Jesus' name. I repent. I turn from my sin. I turn from my own way. And I come to You, and I thank You that You sent Your Son, Jesus, that He died on the cross, He rose from the dead for me, and I accept Him as my Lord and Savior. Cleanse me, forgive me, and help me walk in Your ways, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer today, we would like to hear from you and certainly would like to send you some materials. So if you'd give us a call at 717-838-2033. We would be happy to send out some items to you. You could also visit us on our website at www.vcfpa.org. And so we're so glad that you've listened to us today on this program, and sure hope that you'll be able to join us this Sunday, 10 a.m., or tonight even at 7 p.m. right here in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. And we will, of course, be having our special weekend on the weekend of May 3rd and 4th. Where we'll be having the ladies' tea on May 3rd, and then, of course, our worship evening with Aaron Palmer on May 4th at 6 p.m. Well, today we'll send you out with a little bit more of Aaron Palmer. Hope you enjoy your day, and we sure love hearing from you. So give us a call whenever you can, 717-838-2033. God bless you.
Let our peoples and nations be gathered round Your throne. Let the mountains fall down and worship You. Let the beasts of the fields and the birds of the air lift up Your name on high. There's only one who forever will reign, God's perfect Son, Jesus the King.